This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I'm here with Professor Mike Edwards of Cardiff University, and you've been talking in the RAS community session about creating an astronomy museum. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, in a sense a museum, but it may just be a virtual idea, the idea of a museum, not an actual museum. The idea is that we're trying to look at what do we do with all the stuff that's been created over the past century or so to do with astronomy. A lot of departments have equipment, records, memories about doing important astronomy research over that time. And yet we haven't really formulated a policy. People ask us, what do you do with that? And the problem is, if a head of department needs space in his department, one of the first things that may go is old equipment. This space is expensive, recording it's expensive, and so on. We're trying to have an effort over the next year or so to really get some idea of what the best way of recording stuff, preserving stuff, noting where stuff is, in order to preserve what is important for the future.
And is this something that amateur astronomy societies can get involved with?
Certainly. We'd certainly be interested in hearing from amateur societies, particularly if they have particular ideas how they would like to see things preserved and what they would like to be able to visit or access, either through the web or through visits and so on. And also, too, if they know of or have in their possession particular artefacts that they may want to keep and preserve, that's fine. But if we knew about it, it would allow people to do research on them or know about them if possible. And I know there are things in amateur possession which are important artefacts from the history of astronomy. So if also, too, if amateurs know about things locally that are going to be binned or recycled, as I suppose it would be called these days, we'd be very interested to know. What we're trying to do is to set up a way of dealing with that. And in particular, the difficult thing about knowing how to assess whether we should or should not keep something. Should we record this or should we not? How do you have some idea about what's really going to be important for the future?
If people do have something that they think you might be interested in, is there a website or should they just get in touch with you?
The best thing is to contact us through the Astronomical Heritage Committee at the Royal Astronomical Society.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.